as to Garrosh. Either and neither will usually be used instead of either and neither. Process will take the long O, Australian style, process. The same with the British pronunciations of missile and hostile for missile and hostile. Tomato, of course, will be tomato. And finally, the eri, ari, ori words will truncate and almost lose a syllable, leaving you with necessary, satisfactory, secretary, commissary, and the very English version, laboratory. End of Lesson 4. Lesson 5, Coach Drill and Regional and Style Refinements. I have a passage here, which I'm going to read almost word by word, reminding you as we go to do the difference in the tone focus or resonance, and also reminding you about the specific vowel changes. After I've done it word by word, I'm going to repeat the passage several times. I'm going to do both the harsh and soft styles, and also show you several other refinements that can be made. All right, here we go. One word at a time. I, not I, but I, get that, focus, am going or going to take, not take, take, advantage. Occasionally you'll hear someone do advantage, but usually with the NT, advantage. Of this final, not too much final, final, drill, passage. By the way, even in England, the word is passage. It's the passenger passed through the passage. That's an exception. So you're not going to say passage. To not only, point out how or how. The resonance, not res, but resonance, and pronunciation, ation, changes, that pumping of the tongue back and the placement into the nose changes, take place, a lot of E's changing to I's there, take place, when, not when, moving toward an Australian accent. I also want, just like a short O, want to point out or point out to you how or how you must practice, not a, but a, practice these speech characteristics so that they become second nature. When that happens, you won't have to pay attention to the mechanics of the speech changes. And you can go back to your main task, most likely an R there, task of concentrating on the actions and intentions of your character. A character who speaks with an accent. The thoughts must flow. We must not be conscious that your character is thinking about the way that he or she is speaking. Okay, the first of several times through this passage in connected speech is going to be the harder, harsh style. The most pump of the back of the tongue, the most highly nasalized, and the most cognified of the vowels. This is going to be the style that you hear in the lower middle class or lower class in the cities of Sydney and Melbourne, and it's the very, very harshest of the Australian sounds. I'm going to take advantage of this final drill passage to not only point out how the resonance and pronunciation changes take place when moving toward an Australian accent, I also want to point out to you how you must practice these speech characteristics so that they become second nature. When that happens, you won't have to pay attention to the mechanics of the speech changes, and you can go back to your main task of concentrating on the actions and intentions of your character. A character who speaks with an accent. The thoughts must flow. We must not be conscious that your character is thinking about the way that he or she is speaking. Let's go through the next time now and do the middle of the road, or what I've been calling the soft Australian. Similar tongue pump, but not as much. Still the nasality, but not as much. I'm going to take advantage of this final drill passage to not only point out how the resonance and pronunciation changes take place when moving toward an Australian accent, I also want to point out to you how you must practice these speech characteristics so that they become second nature. When that happens, you won't have to pay attention to the mechanics of the speech changes, and you can go back to your main task of concentrating on the actions and intentions of your character. A character who speaks with an accent. The thoughts must flow. We must not be conscious that your character is thinking about the way that he or she is speaking. There tends to be a bit of a more open mouth, and the resonance focuses slightly further back in the nose rather than being very, very highly and harshly nasalized up front. I want to mention briefly the upper class Australian sound, a sound frequently spoken by the graziers and the children of the graziers who have been trained in very British style public schools, or what the British call public schools. There the accent is going to be almost standard English with very little of the cognified vowels. The point is, however, that the Australian tone focus of the nasality still will tend to come out. I am going to take advantage of this final passage to not only point out how the resonance and pronunciation changes take place when moving toward an Australian accent, I also want to point out how you must practice these speech characteristics so that they become second nature. I don't want to spend too much time doing this upper class, because most of the time, if you're called upon to play an Australian character in America, it's going to need to be differentiated toward the Australian and not that almost English style. You're going to usually be needing to go much more toward this. I want to say just a brief word about the New Zealand dialect. The New Zealand dialect changes its resonance partially by putting a lot more pump down in the back of the jaw, in the back of the tongue. So instead of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The resonance is still nasalized, but it's a lot more in the back of the nose and almost in the back of the throat, like the almost, ow, 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 kind of hunking right in the back of the nose. The most obvious pronunciation difference is the one that I mentioned before, the E for the short E, mentioned before. I'm going to take advantage of this final drill passage to not only point out how the resonance in pronunciation changes take place when moving toward a New Zealand accent, I also want to point out to you how you must practice these speech characteristics so that they become second nature. When that happens, you won't have to pay attention to the mechanics of the speech changes,